pretty soon we're going to have 100 or so people in the room, all of whom will be working with various companies throughout the area, and we're going to get things going towards reaching our goal of $4.4 million.
All right.
In order to get out there and meet people at their point of need.
The Capital Area United Way will announce this big 2011 campaign this morning, as Harry just mentioned. Harry, it's got to be very, very tough to try and raise funds in these trying economic times.
My friend, I have worked in the nonprofit area all of my life, and it is difficult to raise money in good times. Which means it's especially difficult in times like this. But because it's difficult, it shows that the need for doing what we are about is even more significant than at other times. And so I would urge everybody who's listening to really search their hearts for what it is they can contribute to the United Way, to help us reach this goal and to meet people at their point of need.
All right, Harry, I've got a lot of different charities that want me to contribute to them. How do I decide where to put my money?
Well, I think a lot of that, just a moment ago, I said search your heart. A person cannot do everything, cannot go every place. There have to be some parameters you draw, and I can't draw those for other people, but for myself, I've been associated in one way or another with the United Way for probably 25 years, and that has become my avenue of choice. And there may be other choices that people make, and I hope that everybody makes a choice. If it is not the United Way, let it be some other human service organization that hits the mark. But Capital Area United Way has been in this business since 1919. And we have developed partnerships of help and hope since then for hundreds of thousands of people through the years. And as I said, you know, that's where my heart is. Other people may have their hearts in other places. I'm just reaching out, too, to those people who up to this point may have never made a contribution. We'd love to have them on board.
When people give their money to the Capital Area United Way, where does the money go?
The money, there is a series of review boards that then receive the applications, as it were, from various human service organizations in the area for programs that they have established. And then after the review of those types of information and applications, then the monies go out to those respective organizations, and our general interest is in educational achievement and emotional or emergency assistance and stable families. And those are general headings, and year by year, the various agencies by title may change. But that's the thrust of the work we're about.
How much has the donations that you receive from major companies and corporations decreased?
Say that again, please. I'm sorry.
How much has the donations that you receive from major companies and corporations decreased over the years?
In terms of major companies, I cannot give you that number. I can tell you that over the last 3 years, the giving to the United Way has dropped by $1.2 million, roughly. So we have lost, on the average, in the last 3 years, about $400,000 a year. And this year, we have a goal that is 10% higher than last year, which was about $4 million we raised, and we're hoping to get 4.4.
All right, Harry Johnson is the 2011 Capital Area United Way. Give me a quick website or phone call where people can go to help.
They can go to 203-5000. That's area code 517.
Thanks, Harry.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.